This all fits together. This is not a series of separable recommendations. This is an effort to spread the burden amongst the largest group that one possibly can.
Richard Ravitch, one of those people who is been around New York City government for a long time, speaking just minutes ago about the press conference announcing the findings of his report on how to save the MTA, which, by the way, he was credited with doing once before in New York's history. As we've been discussing, the commission's plan includes charging tolls on the East and Harlem River bridges, as well as taxing payrolls of companies in the region. The press conference is happening right now, or it's just wrapped up. Right now, we're going to hear a little bit of what Governor David Paterson just said.
But I must reiterate to everybody here, these are tough times. Difficult choices are going to have to be made by legislators, by executives, and even by the riders and the drivers in the greater metropolitan area with respect to the MTA. The disincentivizing of the MTA, the reduction of expenditures in the 60s and the 70s created a problem for us back at that time. The ridership fell off by 17%, and the population in the region fell off by 5%. We don't want to repeat that error. And raising a fare 23% and having serious service reductions is going right back where we would have gone years ago and would create a dead economy through our MTA. Obviously, the MTA's trains and buses and tunnels and bridges are the lifeblood of this region. It is the economic engine of our economy. And the best way for us to survive economically is to make sure that those elements that drive our finances actually survive.
That was Governor David Paterson speaking just moments ago at a Midtown news conference presenting the findings of the Ravitch Commission. Joining us right now, who has just stepped out of the news conference, is WNYC reporter Matthew Sherman. Thanks so much, Matthew. Matthew, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, Matthew.
I can barely hear you, though.
Hi. Okay. So we'll try to keep you on as we'll try to keep you on and keep you hearing us as well as you can. But in the Paterson clip, he sounded to be pretty forcefully embracing the Ravitch Commission's findings. Was that your impression?
I'm sorry, Andrea. I couldn't hear that too much. I think you asked whether or not the Paterson embraced the commission's findings.
Yes. Yes, is that what you found? Okay, we're going to take some calls on this while we try to clear up the problem with Matthew Sherman's phone lines. The number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Before we open the phones, we're going to listen to a little bit more of what Richard Ravitch had to say at this press conference.
Now, the significance of this is not just limited to the MTA itself. This is a major stimulus bill for New York State. At this moment in time, the number of projects that are being canceled and terminated because of inadequate financing is creating a major, major, or adding enormously to all the other problems that this financial crisis has imposed on everybody, but more acutely in New York than anywhere else. And this will put $30 to $35 billion in this economy. I think it would create somewhere in the neighborhood of $12 to $15 billion of wages at a time when there is nothing more critical for the people of this state. So perhaps one didn't need more than one good reason to do something, but this is an equally compelling reason at this point in time.
That was Richard Ravitch, former chairman of the MTA, talking about the plan that he has just released. We'll be getting some more clips from that news conference in a moment, and we will also be hearing from WNYC Matthew Sherman. But while he's getting a clearer line, we'll take a few calls on the plan, 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. I'm particularly interested in hearing what you are hearing in these clips from Governor Patterson and Richard Ravitch. Let's go to Charlie from the Bronx. Hi, Charlie. You're on WNYC.
Hi, thank you. I commute from the Bronx to Queens every day, and I pay a pretty stiff toll, $5 each way, I believe it is, although it's hidden on E-Pass bills. And I feel like people in my role have kind of been unfairly singled out by the current funding of MTA. I think the Ravitch proposal makes things much fairer. I see no reason why somebody driving from Brooklyn to the Bronx or to Manhattan should or into the city should pay less than I do. So I appreciate the proposal as kind of spreading out pain.
Would this affect you at all, Charlie? Would you get any financial hit that you can see from this current proposal?
Well, I understand that I'd be paying the same hit that I'm paying, and other people would be sharing that burden now who currently don't.
All right. Thank you for your call, Charlie. I think that we now have Matthew on a clear line. Matthew, can you tell us, did the governor embrace the Ravitch proposal?
Oh, absolutely, Andrea. He you know, set up this commission after all. He's reviewed the findings beforehand, and he very much is in support of it. He thinks the MTA needs to be bailed out, and this sets up a permanent revenue stream for that.
Did the governor, I mean, now the governor has been very forceful in opposing the so-called millionaire's tax. He said that it is a bad idea to tax people in time of a recession and that he wants to look at other possible remedies first. However, this proposal includes taxes. Did that come up at the news conference?
The news conference is still going on, Andrea, so I imagine that someone may have asked that question. I didn't catch it. It is true that it seems to be a contradiction. Of course, I think what it is in his eyes is that a millionaire's tax would tax individuals. The payroll tax, by the way, taxes all employers in the 12-county metro area, even nonprofits, even the MTA, even the state government.
All right. I want to also mention our question of the day on our website. Are you a Brooklyn resident? Would you be willing to pay East River tolls to help the MTA budget crunch? Go to WNYC.org and click on the Brian Lehrer Show. If you heard Rosie Perez earlier, you know that she thinks that this is completely unfair to Brooklynites. Did that come up, Matthew, about whether this proposal is unfair to people who live in Brooklyn because most of the bridges that would be tolled go to Brooklyn?
Andrea, that hasn't come up yet, but I think that will be very much the crux of the debate in the coming weeks and months. I think the one real way that Ravitch himself and through extension Governor Patterson is trying to deal with that is trying to promise better bus service throughout the whole region, including expanding the number of what's called bus rapid transit lines. There's only one so far, and that's in the Bronx. But basically, these buses make fewer stops. They're in lanes where there is no traffic. They go faster, and they're a very cheap substitute for a subway. They also don't carry quite as many people. But that is one sort of way to mitigate the pain that outer borough residents will feel.
Now, the details of this plan have been leaking out over the course of the week. Was there anything at the news conference that was surprising to you?
Well, one thing I didn't realize is really the enormity of how many revenues this will bring in. All the mobility tax, that's the code word for the payroll tax, and the tolls are expected to yield $2.1 billion a year. That's much more than what I had heard. And actually, it eclipses by a long shot, Andrea, the $400 million a year that Mayor Bloomberg's congestion pricing plan would bring in. So that's one real, it really makes it seem like it is a really long-term solution.
Let's take a listen to Mayor Bloomberg. Now, he obviously spent quite a long time unsuccessfully pushing a congestion pricing plan. So let's take a quick listen to what he said just a little earlier this hour.
Now's the time to begin making the hard decisions. It's not a good time to make hard decisions about the MTA. The state's going to have its problems, and the city, as you know, certainly does have its problems, as well does the country and the world. But we can't afford to kick these problems down the road any longer. To solve them, we will need every elected official to be part of the solution. That's what governing is all about, and that's what leadership is all about.
Now, Matthew, Mayor Bloomberg's presence there must have made a lot of people think about his unsuccessful effort to pass congestion pricing. Were there any questions at the news conference about whether this time around it would work better?
He was asked what he would do to embrace this plan as his own, as the reporter put it. And I think what the reporter meant was how hard was Bloomberg going to fight for this? Was he going to fight for this as hard as he fought for congestion pricing? And Mayor Bloomberg took exception to the phrasing of the question. He said this isn't about any one person. This is about helping the MTA. He didn't make any excuses for why his plan didn't pass. He said it was up to the legislature once again to step up to the plate. He reminded people that the legislature, when it failed to take a vote on his congestion pricing plan, said, well, they have other ideas for fixing the MTA. And Mayor Bloomberg said, well, here's your chance now. Here are some other ideas for you to fix the MTA.
Did you get any sense from the body language of Patterson and Bloomberg about how they would be working together on this or from anything that they said? I mean, do you think they will be working hand in hand?
I think so. Clearly, one of each of their deputies was on the commission that formed this. In terms of the body language, they were somewhat distant, literally. Patterson forgot to introduce Mayor Bloomberg right at the beginning, for example. He paid more attention to Richard Ravitch, the head of the commission, former MTA chairman himself. But nonetheless, and at one point, I think Mayor Bloomberg basically said, you know, ditto. I responded to that question, what the governor would respond, and then he jumped in and once more took up his gavel as the, you know, as the champion of mass transit in the same way that he used to. So I think there is a good deal of insight into the fact that, yes, Mayor Bloomberg will embrace this. It's not his plan, but he's going to support it, I think, in any way he can.
Now, we heard certainly from Marty Markowitz earlier, he is against this plan in its current form. Nassau County Executive Tom Suozzi is for it. What else do we know about how the political stars are aligning?
Let's see, Andrea. Shelley Silver, the Speaker of the Assembly, and the Assembly was instrumental in defeating the congestion pricing plan last time around. Democratically controlled, very heavy power in the outer boroughs. He says that he's in favor of a tax, a new tax. He wouldn't go as far as saying that he likes this payroll tax or not. He was mum on the toll. Richard Brodsky, who was a member of the Assembly, also from Westchester and also a different opponent of congestion pricing, seemed to be open at least to discussing this.
Now, we just have a couple of minutes, but let's just to recap this. So the specific proposal is that the tolls over the East River bridges would be what, $5?
They would be the same as the current tolls on the RFK Triborough and Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, which currently is $5, but it's going to go up. So actually, right after these East River bridges get tolls on them, they would actually go up probably around 8%.
And there's an Easy Pass discount?
Yes, there would be. Right now it goes down to $4.15, so I don't know what it would be under the new toll and fare scheme. That would probably kick in next July. The Harlem River bridges, we did learn, would be tolled for the equivalent of a subway fare, currently $2, might go up to $2.25 or $2.50.
All right, Matthew Sherman, thank you so much for running out of the press conference to join us this morning. We're going to take a call or two. And by the way, our question of the day on our website, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer. Are you a Brooklyn resident? Would you be willing to pay East River tolls to help the MTA budget crunch? Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer. Let's go to Judy. We don't have much time, Judy, but did you want to talk about this proposal?
Yes. I just wanted to say that I think it's great, the part about not reduce, if I have this correct, not increasing the subway fares.
I believe they would be increased,
yeah,
but they would be less under the previous MTA proposal.
I see. Well, then, I'm not so sure. I don't think that, I think that, you know, wealthier people should be taxed as much as possible to keep the fares the same
as they are. Thank you, Judy. We're going to try to squeeze in another caller, Roy from Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. You think this is going to affect Brooklyn?
Yes, hello. A major selling point when you're looking at real estate ads is, you know, the time it takes to get back and forth from Manhattan. So you might have bought a house, let's say, in Fort Greene or Clinton Hill, and then realize that if you want to get home late at night, you can take a cab. How about exempting cabs or people that don't have a viable alternative after a certain hour?
Roy, thank you very much. This conversation continues online at WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show. Thank you so much to Matthew Sherman. Thank you so much to everybody who called in and commented on our webpage. Please continue to do so. I'm Andrea Bernstein, in for Brian Lehrer. Talk to you soon.